For decades, Elizabeth Elliot has influenced many people through her books, timeless teaching, and courageous faith. She shares with us what she's learned as a daughter, wife, mother, and missionary on this radio program, Gateway to Joy. Let's join Elizabeth now as she encourages us once again to live life to its fullest. We have a question and answer session today. Let's get started.
I would like to know what books you've read besides God's Word which have impacted your life. I was not saved until my mid-30s, therefore I'd like to catch up. Can you include the stage of your life you were in when you read the book? The first thing on the list would be the Amy Carmichael books, and I was introduced to them when I was 14 years old by the headmistress of the boarding school that I attended, and I was hooked, and I began borrowing her books, and then I began buying them later on. C.S. Lewis came along when I was just a year or two later, I think. I was still in high school when C.S. Lewis's Screwtape came out, and I was completely swept away with that, and then began reading all the books of C.S. Lewis. And then when I had graduated from college, I was tutoring a couple of homeschooled children from Africa for a year, and while I was sitting there waiting for them to do their assignments one day, I pulled a book out of their bookcase, and it was by George MacDonald. It was called Salted with Fire, and that was a real watershed in my life. What is your favorite passage dealing with contentment? Goodness, there are many of them, but let me give you Psalm 16:5. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup and have made my lot secure. And that absolutely calms my spirit every time I think that I can't be content with this or that that has happened or whatever. I can remember that word, and it's a daily revelation to me and a wonderfully calming and simplifying principle. The Lord has assigned me my portion. I didn't think he had assigned me a long enough portion of marriage to either of my husbands. It was 27 months to Jim and 4.5 years to Ad, and Lars has been around for over 18 years now. But the portion was precisely measured by a loving Heavenly Father. And whatever you might be feeling deprived of, you can be content with what you have. I had the pleasure of sitting next to you at the morning session today. You sang so mightily and beautifully. Have you always been musical? I think everybody that grows up in a singing home is musical. I don't really think that there's anybody that can't sing if they're taught early enough. Now, that doesn't mean that we're opera singers or anything like that, but we did grow up in a home where we sang every single morning. And when we get together, we always spend a lot of time singing together. I have four brothers, and of course they sing the men's parts, and I have one sister, so we have one soprano, one alto, and two basses and two tenors. What has been the role faith has played throughout your life course? My goodness. How has your faith helped you negotiate the events of life? Well, it's not my faith, it's my faithful God who has been there throughout my life, and he has not just negotiated me, but he said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And that was the verse he gave me when I learned that Jim was missing. Please address your general opinions of women today. Where are we going wrong? Dress? Yes. Behavior? Yes. I do deplore the unisex movement toward unisex dress, which means, you know, sweatshirts, t-shirts, sweatpants, and all the rest of it. I'm not here to say it's wrong or that there isn't a place where it's appropriate, but I would urge, beg, plead on my knees to Christian women, be feminine, be humble and simple. Don't try to wear the flashiest thing, whatever's going to draw attention, the shortest skirt, the see-through blouse and all the rest of it, or even the fanciest fashions. Aim at simplicity, humility, and just not drawing attention to yourself. You don't want to draw attention to yourself by being either in the vanguard of fashion or by being looking like a frump. How would you respond to those who say all illness or suffering is from Satan And lack of healing is a failure on our part to have enough faith. In 2 Corinthians 12, we have the story of Paul having a strange spiritual experience, which was the kind that you and I would love to have so we could write about it or talk about it on TV. And Paul says, there was given a thorn, a messenger of Satan, to keep me from becoming absurdly conceited. Now, in that sentence, we've got God and Satan, because who cares if Paul becomes absurdly conceited? God cares. But the thorn was a messenger of Satan. God allowed Satan to inflict a thorn in order that Paul might learn a lesson far more important than that strange spiritual experience that he'd had when he was caught up into the third heaven. A lesson which has blessed millions ever since, which we would not have had if Paul had not had the thorn. And Paul learned not only that his grace was sufficient for him, but he learned to be grateful. He said, most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities. Why? That the power of Christ may rest upon me. And we are the beneficiaries of that lesson. On behalf of my husband and myself, we do want to say thank you from our hearts for all that you have given to us this weekend. We're just very, very grateful for the privileges and all the compliments and the notes that you've handed me and the hugs and everything else. Thank you. Thank you so much. And let me urge you to pray for us when the Lord brings our names to mind. We desperately need those prayers. Pray that the Lord will make me a doer and not merely a talker and a writer. It's a very dangerous business to be dishing out anything by which I do not expect also to be judged. I need those prayers. You've heard the word these few days from a servant. I trust that you have heard the word from the living word himself. Do you receive it? Will you obey it? Can you put yourself wholly and unreservedly into those wounded hands, saying with Mary, behold the handmaiden of the Lord. Let it happen as you say. You and I are, each of us, solemnly accountable for what has been given to us. Remember the scripture that says, to whomsoever much has been given of him shall much be required. And I am deeply aware of how much has been given to me by my heritage, my home background, by the many spiritual tutors whom I have known personally, spiritual mothers and fathers, by the many whom I have not known except through their books, and of course through the Holy Spirit himself. I would ask you, have you been instructed? Have you been corrected? Have you been relieved of anxiety? Have you been delivered from yourself? Have you been shown the truth of God in a way that you had not understood before? You can answer those questions before the Lord. And now I would ask you, what do you want now? I asked you in the first night, what do you want more than anything else in the world? Has that been in any way revised or altered? How will you expect God to help you implement the changes that he may have revealed to you need to be done? And are you prepared to say, as Betty Scott Stamm did, work out thy whole will in my life at any cost, now and forever? I'd like to close with the prayer written 700 years ago by St. Francis of Assisi. If you would bow your heads and pray silently, if you can pray these words honestly in your heart, please do so silently. If you cannot, please don't. To me, this prayer embraces everything. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is sadness, joy. Where there is darkness, light. O Divine Master, grant that I may seek not so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.